Hi, this is Kevin Craig. I've known Aaron Boldman for over 10 years now. I first met him at a Bible study that was at his house. I attended pretty regularly, weekly Bible study. And then things changed in my life. I wasn't able to go to the Bible study. And I still was able to be connected with the future men by taking on a few apprentices. But more recently, I got to know Dan Langenberg, and he's been inviting me to attend the church, which, from my perspective, is basically the weekly Bible study that has become a church. Now, I know that isn't necessarily the exact genealogy, but that's sort of the way I'm looking at this. And what I want to do in this little audio, as well as the webpage, is to set forth some of my theological ideas, which I think might be might clash a little with the doctrinal statement of the new church. I have it labeled up there, the Integrity Hills, but I guess it's going to be changing its name. But anyway, here is some of my views as well as some of my history, some of my experiences with church. I consider myself a Bible-believing Christian. I'm a six-day creationist and a five-point Calvinist, and those are people who usually take the Bible pretty seriously as the Word of God. I believe in God as a Trinity. I believe in God's sovereignty. I believe in the fall of man, man's sin, and I believe in Jesus as the second person of the Trinity. But as I'm going down the statement of faith from Integrity Hills Community Bible Church, I'm seeing some places where there are some differences. In my experience, my history, I've gone to Bible studies that have become churches. That is, the people who are attending Bible studies might have been people from different churches who got together to study the Bible in a way that they thought was a little more true to Scripture. And then it came to a point where they decided, instead of going to all their different respective churches, that they would start going to church together as, well, as a Bible study, only refashioned together as a church. And at this point, instead of having people from among the group who would sort of maybe lead the Bible study, or maybe they did a more inductive Bible study, things changed, and certain people were deemed to be elders or pastors or something. And instead of a Bible study, which I see, for example, in the pages of Acts 17:11, the Bereans, who were more noble than those in Thessalonica, because they got together every day and studied the Scriptures. They searched the Scriptures to see if what the apostles were telling them was really true to God's Word in the Holy Scriptures. And I like Bible studies. I like trying to find out what the Bible says, and I like figuring out ways to apply what the Bible says. So I love Bible studies. But in my experience, those churches, the churches that I belonged to, were less interested in searching the Scriptures and more interested in maintaining a kind of conformity to a doctrinal statement. And there might be some more or less greater leeway in allowing the statement of faith to be questioned by Scripture, to say, well, is that statement of faith really true to the Scriptures? There might be some latitude for that kind of a question, but on the whole, it seems, again, from my experience, just the churches that I belong to, there comes a point where the limit is crossed, the fabric is stretched too tight and it breaks or something, and they just, you're disinvited to attend. Whereas once you were invited to attend, now you're disinvited to attend. In fact, I was actually formally excommunicated from one church I attended, largely over my theological views concerning church and state, and not the Bible, not the Trinity, not salvation, but church and state. And so it's just my experience that some of my views are not necessarily welcome in all churches. So the reason I put together this website, and the reason I give you this introductory audio, is to just ask, are my views welcome at this church? If they are, then I'll start working on my end to make it a little more possible to attend, because I enjoy the people. I enjoyed the fellowship. During the time my mother was in a nursing home and I was not required to be at home with her, I was able to come visit on maybe four, five, or six Sunday mornings at the Taney Center, and I enjoy the fellowship. It's certainly a good thing to be able to get together with other Christians, and there are all kinds of advantages to having to be able to participate in a fellowship of believers rather than just be on your own or even over the internet, perhaps. But my question is, are my views welcome? And of course, I like to think that I'm always open to changing my views, but on the other hand, I'm not so sure, practically speaking, how open I can be to going back to what I used to believe, because I used to believe pretty much everything on this on this doctrinal statement, but my views have changed over the years as I've studied the scriptures. And so I guess that's the question. Are my views as they are now probably not likely to go back to where I was, back to what the statement of Integrity Hills Community Bible Church says right now? Would a person with my views be welcome there? And I guess what I'm saying is I would rather just go ahead and not start attending than to develop all kinds of ties and friendships and then have those friendships torn asunder by, I don't know what, a heresy trial or something like that, or being disinvited and blocked and shunned and excommunicated or whatever term you use, because I've had that happen. I've developed friendships and then the hierarchy of the church has said, your views are not welcome here, and we'd like you to leave. And that's not pleasant. And so I'd rather just avoid that unpleasant cutting of ties by not developing the ties in the first place. And so I guess that's my question. Would a person with my views be welcome at this church? And so as you look through the list there, you can at the very top, you can click to any of the subjects. And on the left-hand side is the original Community Bible Church Statement of Faith. And on the right are some of my responses, some of the ways in which my views differ. Obviously, a majority of the really important stuff, like the Bible, God, the Trinity, sin, salvation, and so forth, we're in agreement, but it's a lot of things that are maybe not, well, I hate to say they're not core, because I think in some ways, everything is core, in the sense that if you were logically consistent with any idea, any one idea, you could become shipwrecked. I mean, you could become logically consistent to a bad idea and overthrow everything else by simply becoming relentlessly consistent to one bad idea. So every idea is important, but still, I'm certainly in the ballpark, but there are questions I have about whether some of the other views, which maybe I hold too passionately, too much of an extremist, or they're just plain old wrong and you wouldn't want them in the church. So I put the ball in your court with, I think, a fairly full disclosure of my beliefs, links all over the place. I love to write. I love to engage in a continuing searching of the scriptures. And so all my cards are on the table. So let's let this be an opportunity to begin a conversation on some of these issues, and hopefully a conversation that continues for many years. That would be my preference. So thank you for listening, and make sure that there's contact information for you on this website, and I'd love to hear back from anyone who's listening to this audio right now and anyone who's looking at this webpage. Thanks very much.